Assalamu alaikum and thank you for logging on to the Farrakhan Speaks podcast. This week's podcast is drawn from a lecture entitled America, the Bloodsucker of the Poor, delivered July 28, 1985 at the Final Call Administration Building in Chicago, Illinois. We'll pick up with Minister Farrakhan explaining why so many people are rising in anger around the globe against America.
So it is permanent slavery and neo-colonialism. And all of this is controlled by 9 big banks of the United States of America. This is why, brothers and sisters, you see people rising up all over the world against America. Right. America is lying to their people when she says we must make the world safe for democracy. America hasn't been thinking about real democracy for a long, long time. America wants you to join the army and to fight her wars so that the multinational corporations, the rich, bloodsuckers of the poor, the slave makers of the poor, can continue to live in luxury at your expense. Right. This is why there are no jobs for you, black man. So that as a young man, you are forced either into a life of crime or to join the United States Army, Marine, or Navy, or some branch of the service. When you go, you think, well, this is your best way to make a contribution to yourself and your family. But you don't realize that as you join the Army, you are becoming an instrument of America's foreign policy. Foreign policy that is not made oftentimes by the State Department, but is made in the boardrooms of corporate America who have interests that America calls vital interests, but they're not vital interests to a democracy. They're vital interests to the multinational corporations who are the bloodsuckers of the poor of the earth. And this is not rhetoric. Some of you sitting here listening to me or out there listening to me say, oh, Farrakhan, you are spouting the communist line. Brother and sister, you're a fool. That's not a communist line. That is the absolute truth. And I'd like to read to you what white folks in the government say about their own government. Then you tell me, are they communists or are they Americans? This is from Harper's Magazine. Should the United States fight secret wars? It was a committee, a panel hearing on this subject held by Daniel Patrick Moynihan. You know Patrick. He's the senator from New York. On this panel was a man named Mr. Ralph McGahee. Mr. Ralph McGahee served 25 years in the CIA. He was stationed in Japan, Taiwan, Thailand, the Philippines, and Vietnam. He worked as a case officer on covert operations, as a liaison officer with foreign police and intelligence agencies, and as an intelligence analyst. He is the author of a book titled Deadly Deceits, My 25 Years in the CIA. And I would like to call Mr. Ralph McGahee to the witness stand. Now, Mr. McGahee, what is it that you say about America's foreign policy? And this is what Mr. McGahee writes in Harper Magazine. He said, Mr. Chairman, Mr. Chairman, I believe that CIA covert operations, whether paramilitary or not, have helped to destroy democracy around the world. By means of these operations, the CIA has replaced popular governments with brutal, murderous, US-controlled military dictatorships that torture and kill their own citizens. Whether they involve paramilitary actions, political interventions, propaganda campaigns, or other kinds of deception, covert operations are all designed to benefit the US-based multinational corporations that expropriate or take out the national resources of so-called target countries. These operations hurt the indigenous peoples and eventually the Americans themselves. The disastrous Vietnam War began as a CIA covert operation. He says, you mentioned the Bay of Pigs invasion, which set the stage for the Cuban Missile Crisis. The Bay of Pigs, I'm deviating now from his script. The Bay of Pigs was after they decided to assassinate Fidel Castro and they were unsuccessful, they decided to train those who did not like Castro's regime, arm them and send them to invade Cuba. And the Cubans whipped their backsides and killed them on Cuban soil. And then it was known as the Bay of Pigs disaster for Bobby Kennedy and for John Fitzgerald Kennedy, but it was a CIA operation. Now you wonder why Cuban people, many of them, don't like Reagan? Another less well-known CIA intervention was the overthrow of the Sukarno government in Indonesia in 1966, which was preceded by the murder of 1.5 million Indonesians. Now, this is the government of America doing this. They are responsible for the murder of over 500,000 Indonesians just to get Sukarno out of power. Earlier in this document, they mention how when the Belgians were pulling out of the Congolese people popularly elected Patrice Lumumba as its leader. It was a democratic thing. But America decided in Washington that they did not want Patrice Lumumba. Why? Patrice Lumumba was a black man for the black people, and he would have turned the wealth of the Congo into the hands of the Congolese people, and America wanted that wealth. The Belgians wanted that wealth. The French wanted that wealth. So they plotted to assassinate the leader of the people, and the United States government was responsible for the murder of Patrice Lumumba. Yeah. This is why America has been weighed in the balance and is found wanting. You, the American people, do not know what your government is doing, but it is time that you open your eyes, for the government is leading the people to destruction. Mr. McGahee goes on. The United States cannot continue to destroy freedom throughout the world by means of covert operations without ultimately destroying freedom at home. Covert operations violate the rights of all Americans. They allow the president to take actions abroad that the American people would never support. And by imposing strict rules of secrecy, the president threatens the constitutionally guaranteed freedoms of the American people. The CIA covert operations are an immediate threat both to the peoples of other nations and to our own way of life. Now, this is an American who worked for the CIA. Now, beloved brothers and sisters, I would like to read to you in the closing minutes of this broadcast something that appeared in Harper's Magazine again in 1984. These are things that you will never read. They will never be printed in the Daily News or the Tribune or any of the dirt sheets that most black folk feed on or the masses of white folk feed on. It won't be printed in the Time Magazine or in Newsweek or in U.S. News and World Report. But here's a rundown of some of the CIA operations. And let me read to you just a few of the things that our government has been involved in. In 1963, there was an attempt to assassinate Fidel Castro. It was unsuccessful. In 1963, they organized a military coup to overthrow the government of Juan Bosch, and it was successful. In South Vietnam in 1963, they precipitated the conditions leading to the assassination of Ngo Dinh Diem, the leader of South Vietnam. They were successful in assassinating him. They overthrew the government of Carlos Julio Arosemena in Ecuador. In Iraq, they provided financial and military assistance to Mustafa Barzani to establish an independent Kurdistan, unsuccessful. In Chile, they provided $20 million to Eduardo Frei to defeat Salvador Allende in elections in 1964. In Uruguay, Peru, Brazil, and the Dominican Republic, they trained police and intelligence personnel in assassination and interrogation techniques to help defeat the opposition in all of these countries. This is America. In the Congo in 64, they provided financial and military assistance to defeat the rebel forces loyal to Patrice Lumumba, and they assassinated Patrice Lumumba. In South Vietnam in 1964, the CIA attempted to eliminate Viet Cong political infrastructure through more than 20,000 assassinations. This is done by the government. Now they're going to try you for murder, try you for robbery, try you for any kind of thing. But who's going to try America for her evil? I say God is present, He is on scene, and He is judging America today. In 1965, organized propaganda campaign to overthrow Sukarno government to precipitate the conditions leading to the massacre of more than 500,000 communists. In 1967, in Bolivia, they assisted in the capture and the murder of Ernesto Che Guevara, the revolutionary. In Greece, they aided in the overthrow of the government of George Papandreou, and they installed the military government of Colonel George Papadopoulos after the abdication of King Constantine. Not only do they work in Africa, Asia, and Latin America, but they will overthrow governments in Europe if they can, if those governments are not to the liking of the United States government. And this is what you're fighting for. This is when they put a rifle in your hand and send you somewhere to fight. You better be knowing, black man, you're not fighting for no democracy. You're fighting for the rich to keep you in a hell of a poor state. And I warn you, black man, there won't be any tolerance of you overseas fighting for this imperialist kind of government. And I say this to the white people of America and to the white mothers of America. You should keep your babies at home until America has a genuine war where America's democracy is really threatened. Then fight. But until then, make them prove it's worthy of your sons to give their lives and come home maimed and ruined for the rest of their days, that the rich bloodsuckers of the poor and slave makers of the poor may continue their treachery and their evil deceit. In 1970 in Chile, they organized a campaign of assassination, propaganda, strikes, and demonstrations, which led to the overthrow of the government of Salvador Allende and to his murder. Even down in Jamaica, I'm skipping, they tried in 1976 to organize a military coup to overthrow Michael Manley. In 1976, they supported attempts to assassinate Michael Manley on three different occasions. The little man who led Jamaica, who spoke at Savior's Day, was such a threat to our government that they attempted three times to assassinate the man in 1976. So later, they found a way to get rid of him through riots in the street over food, when they cut off assistance to Jamaica. This is America. Look at that black woman, Eugenia Charles, that stood beside the president and said she is the one that called on American troops to invade Grenada. Do you remember her? Well, look at what this book says here. In Dominica, they provided, the CIA provided financial support to Eugenia Childs in her bid to defeat Oliver Serafine in Dominica elections. They put her in office. So when they called on her to lie and say that they needed troops in Grenada, she was there to back them up. This is America. This is the government. This is these flag-waving hypocrites that walk around saying they love America. In 1980, the CIA encouraged the assassination of opposition leader Walter Rodney. Our own black brother was blown up in a car by the CIA. How in the hell can I advise black people to fight for a government like this? Why should I shrink from my duty and be afraid that you will arrest me and charge me with sedition? Then come now and arrest Louis Farrakhan, for I say no black man should fight for America. No white boy should fight for America. None of them should fight for America until you have a government that represents the will of the people, the good of the people. And if I'm wrong, then I don't need to be right. For this wrong is so right, till some of you will say, Farrakhan, you're a bold, crazy Negro. It's love that makes me bold. I'm in love with you, black brother and sister. Oh, America, America, in my conclusion, I say to you, your kingdom has been weighed in the balance, and it has been found wanting. Surely man is at loss. The energy level of the sun of your world is going down, and the sun is setting on your world. You have time, America. Turn it around. You can't turn it around by accusing me and bringing me before the courts and trying to assassinate me. Though I'm born to die, so are you. And I want to serve notice on you. You can't kill me. All you can do is send my flesh back to the earth. But the power that makes my tongue move is a power that you have no control over. That's a power that you can't frighten. That's a power you can't shut up. That's a power you can't imprison. That's the power and the spirit of Almighty God. Would that there were only 10 more preachers in America that had my courage. Ten more preachers like this would have all of America free. Free from lies, free from deceit, free from a government that has abused the poor. Free indeed to make a better America and a better world. So, beloved, black brothers and sisters, cry not for me. And weep not for me and fear not for me. Fear for America. Fear for the leaders of America. Fear for the bloodsuckers of the poor and the slave makers of the poor. For the poor righteous teachers shall continue to teach. They shall continue to shout from the highest mountain in the valley that our time has come. Black man and woman, arise and shine, for your light is come. The light of God is dawning upon you, for you to rise up now and shed the shackles of slavery and inferiority and stand up and shed the iniquity of this iniquitous world and begin a new world order. Your time has come. Your hour has arrived. May Allah bless and keep you as I greet you in peace in the Arabic language. Assalamu alaikum.
Thank you for listening to this edition of the Farrakhan Speaks podcast. To purchase today's lecture in its entirety, go to store.finalcall.com. And remember to log on to the website of the most widely circulated black newspaper in the country for all of your news and information, The Final Call at finalcall.com.